Well, good morning. Now, this time of the year, who particularly are very busy people? Who do you think this time of the year are especially busy people? Lots of answers we could give. There's one particular group of people I'm particularly thinking of. Any ideas? Timothy?
Parents.
Oh, yes, that's a fact. Not them, though. Stanley?
Elves.
Very interesting answer there. I hadn't seen that one coming. I must concede, yes, I guess they are. Not them that I was thinking of, however. Any other group of people? Employed people. Molly?
People who work in shops.
Yes. Hey, this is going to take a while yet, isn't it? Here. People who work in shops, I can see that they are busy people as well. We're going to take...
Postman.
Thank you, sir. You've put me out of my misery there. Thank you. Postman, the postal service. Delivering cards, delivering parcels, bringing all kinds of things from all over the world to us. Now, this last week, I had a particular kind of letter that was a bit different. I had to do something different with this letter. Normally, your letters just get put through the letterbox, don't they? And there they are. They're on your doormat there, whatever you've got by your front door. But this one was different. What was different about it, Stanley?
You had to sign for it.
I had to sign for it. It's a signed for letter. Valuable things inside it. So it had to be surely delivered into my hand. And I actually had to sign for it. Now, these funny things you have to sign on there, your handwriting looks like a spider's just walked over it. But nevertheless, this is what counts, that you have acknowledged that I have received this valuable gift that was in the post. And you sign for it. These are special things, recorded delivery and next day delivery and all these kinds of deliveries. Ah, now you see, the gift that is given to us, more precious than anything that's in the post or in the shops, more precious than anything that you will see with a price tag on it, is none other than the Son of God. And what does he bring for us, amongst other things, Charlotte?
Forgiveness
of sin, everlasting life. You don't find that on sale in the shops. This is what he and he only brings, the gift, the greatest gift. And he's not only here at Christmas for us to receive, but he is here all the time. Any time that we have ears to hear, gospel is preached. We can read in our Bibles of him. We can pray unto him all through the year, the gift. And yet, here we think of him, don't we, this time of the year. I had to sign for this special delivery, this important thing that was in the envelope. You see, you can't just say, oh, well, there we are. There's a gift. That's fine, then. There's salvation. That's fine, then. Everlasting life. That sounds good. No. You have to, as it were, sign for this. You have to have your name applied to this, that, yes, I acknowledge this gift has been given to me. I acknowledge. And so, like the postal service can track where the gift has gone, has it been received yet, has it arrived there? This gift you have to personally accept. You have to, by turning from your sin and believing in all that Jesus Christ achieved upon the cross for you individually, say, yes, I believed. I've accepted that gift. This is now, as it were, in my possession, forgiveness of sin. And all of the wonderful things that he has brought to me, delivering me, now my Lord and my God, and the one that I will follow all my days. Yes, my name is on this now. I have believed, I have trusted, I have acknowledged. So I had to sign for my gift the other day. I had to say, yes, it's arrived safely here. I acknowledge receipt of it. It's now mine. Ah, is the gift of salvation yours? Are you able to say yes? As it were, my signature's on this as well. I have believed. I've trusted. What a time of the year. What a wonderful gift that God has given. What amazing things that we can speak of and pray about and that we can sing in our worship. But can you? Because that gift is actually yours. Oh, may God bless each and every one of us, any of us within hearing, that we too might believe upon the Son of God and be saved from our sins.